What happened to her weight on the tamoxifen?
This is a 38-year-old, very high-functioning woman, and exercise has always been a very big part of her daily regimen. So she maintained her weight well and was in an appropriate weight for her size.
And she kept exercising.
And she kept exercising, and it's still a very important part of her regimen.
Did she ask you about that issue, weight and tamoxifen, or did you discuss it with her?
She did. We did talk to her about weight gain. And again, in the phase of taking tamoxifen, many people report weight gain with the medication, and we also spoke with her about the WIN study, or the Women's Interventional Nutrition Study, and the importance of fat reduction, which she follows very closely.
Yeah, I want to ask you about both those things. The thing about the weight and tamoxifen is interesting because the researchers say we've done placebo-controlled trials and the weight is the same whether you're in tamoxifen or placebo, and yet 95% of oncologists and oncology nurses say, I tell my patients they might gain weight on tamoxifen. I take it you fall into the latter camp.
I fall into that camp, and I agree with you that the package insert says weight gain is not the issue with tamoxifen. Whether it is the issue or not, patients need to be educated about weight gain. I think that when you do a randomized control trial and both groups gain weight, there's clearly other issues going on. And so a lot of times we talk about to the patient the importance of good health and nutrition balance, and that should be for everyone to maintain a healthy lifestyle, and that what you put in your mouth is what you will wear. If you increase your appetite, you're going to gain weight. And if you can maintain your appetite and exercise, that more than likely you'll maintain your weight.
I'm interested by your bringing up the WIN study. Actually, Rowan Chablowski, who was the principal investigator of that trial, has been on this series previously talking about it, you know, showing randomized trials showing that women who ate less fat had fewer recurrences. How did she respond to that information?
She was aware of the WIN study.
Really?
Mostly because she, again, is an advocate for education, follow the ASCO news very closely, and certainly because of her lifestyle and her perception that weight is important, picked up on the ASCO news right away when the abstract was announced.
You know, right now, I guess they're still trying to sort out what really happened, but it seems, even though those women did lose weight in the WIN study, I guess the actual intervention was actually to reduce the amount of fat grams that the women ate. What kind of diet was this patient using before this started, and did she change at all at that point?
This is a patient who always selected low-fat choices, so she did not really have to make many changes in her lifestyle.
Are you in general bringing up the WIN study to your patients?
Not directly. We talk to them a lot about diet. I don't directly bring up the abstract, the percentage, the, you know, WIN study itself. We do, again, talk about survivorship issues. We do use the resources of our nutrition department, but I don't actively talk about the WIN study in particular.
I thought it was one of the most interesting studies I've ever seen. And the other thing that came out around the same time was a paper looking at exercise level and recurrence rate and showing that modest exercise, like walking for an hour three times a week, reduced the recurrence rate. Again, this is not getting a breast cancer for the first time. Mm-hmm. This is recurrence rate. And it's interesting, you know, in general, it's not necessarily the easiest thing in the world to convince a patient to change their diet or exercise. Mm-hmm. But when you talk about avoiding cancer recurrence, it's a pretty strong motivating factor.
I agree. I think that there's two camps for our patients. One is the patient had breast cancer and is never going to have to worry about it again and don't ever want to think about it. And those are the people that I have the biggest challenge in trying to embark upon lifestyle changes. There are those other worried well women that I tend to have a much easier time encouraging them to make appropriate lifestyle changes because they live in constant fear that their cancer is going to return. So they will embark upon any initiative, whether it be exercise, low-fat diet, vitamin therapy, you know, anything to incorporate into their lifestyle to protect them from their cancer recurrence.